Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. And it was just over a week ago, Lindsay, you popped up a Fast Friday on the website, coachperry.com. And it had to do with one of your athletes who's done fantastically well and ran a brilliant negative split at Comrades. And today's question is along the same sort of lines. And it's from Wandi, from Wandi Sile. And Wandi was asking, he said, how slow should you run the first half of a marathon if you aim to do negative splits? He says he tends to start slow and he just gets slower. It's a difficult question to answer because obviously you can't give someone an exact pace depending on the pace they run. But what's the best way to approach a marathon? And surely it doesn't just start at the marathon. It starts in your training, practicing yourself to or training yourself to run negative splits in training.
Correct. And look, it does depend a lot on the route. So if we look at someone like Christine Karma, who ran a 2:33:40 something qualifier yesterday at the Valencia Marathon. When you look at those, her splits, she was 55 seconds quicker in the second half. So that's about as close to perfect as you're going to get in a marathon. And Valencia is a fairly fast and flat marathon. So if you are running a pretty flat marathon, then you should run a fairly even split. So in other words, your time in the first half and the second half is similar, but probably what will happen is in the last 7 to 12Ks, the effort to maintain the pace will just go, it'll skyrocket at the end of the marathon. But because you've saved enough in your legs, and it, even though it hurts like hell, you are still able to maintain that same pace. So in a flat marathon, that would tell me that you did a pretty close to perfect marathon. Comrades, and the reason why I make so much noise about the negative splits in Comrades is because of the relative change in degree of difficulty between the first half and the second half. Both the up and the run have the hardest part of the race in the first 50 kilometers of the race, which therefore means that you should be able to run much quicker in the last 39Ks, provided you are still able to run. So for a marathon, even split should be possible regardless of the amount of training you've done. But what you've got to do is you've got to adjust your goal for the amount of training that you've done. So if you know that in your, at your absolute best, fittest, when you, everything is going 100% according to plan, you are probably capable of a 3.5 hour marathon, but now your training has been way better or your training has been way worse, then you adjust for a new goal. If you've done exceptional training and you're going for a PB, the closer you get to your sort of end game, or not going to improve much more, the smaller those time shifts will be. So you may set out for a 3:25, or you know, my really hasn't been good, or I've been ill, or I'm running a much harder route, or I'm running at altitude and I've set my PB at sea level, then you adjust and you say, I'm going for 3:45. And then you work out your split depending on, you know, if it's a really tough marathon, but the first half is as tough as the second half, well, then you're still going to aim for even this. If it's a cops a whip scenario where you're going to run downhill pretty much till 30Ks, and then you know you've got a really tough 6 kilometers of climbing as part of those last 7 or 8 kilometers, then you will allow for that and you will go a little quicker in the first half, but you don't go crazy. You maybe have a 5 minute positive split, and that's how you go about working what is the best and most effective way to running a race. You really just need to take into account a really good goal and what is the profile. When am I going to need to give time back? Where am I going to be able to make time up? And in both of those scenarios, you then limit the damage. You limit the amount that you're going to lose and you limit the amount that you're going to catch up by managing your race properly.
Brilliant stuff. Lindsay, thank you very much for that. And thanks for that question too. We look forward to answering another one on the next edition of the Coach Perry podcast. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at Ask Coach Perry.